John Fairhurst thinks headquarters should be banned. Much of the Machiavellian plotting that goes on in the corporate world seems to happen in firms' HQs, explains John. So if you ban them from having a fancy main office wherein to concoct their schemes, I think you'll find a more honest, trustworthy business landscape will evolve in no time. In fact, concludes John, I would ban businesses from having more than one room in any single building. They're mostly just showing off in any case. Thomas Lee wonders if elephants ever regret the evolutionary course they've taken as a species. Sure, they get a lot of props for being massive, and they feature in more children's books than the average creature, but I can't help thinking the whole trunks, tusks and teeth thing has brought them much unwanted attention, whilst being so enormous means it's harder to make them participate in sport, like horses, dogs, humans and balls do. Stefan Schelm, on reading that dolphins sleep with one eye open, set about designing an eyelid-opening device that will enable humans to do the same. We simply can't get complacent in the evolutionary race, says Stefan. These fin-waggling weirdos might spend most of their time dicking around in the sea to no discernible purpose, but if they've got something we don't, we need to respond. I'm also working on a device that enables babies to walk unaided within 30 minutes of birth as well. That's an obvious weakness in Team Human as far as I'm concerned. Charlie Brett has found that asking for clarification is a highly effective conversational strategy. It makes whomever you're talking to think they're so smart that their incredible ideas are beyond the comprehension of normal humans, says Charlie, whilst also making it seem that you are genuinely interested and want to learn more, whereas in fact the chances are you simply weren't listening and are buying time before anyone realises you zoned out 5 to 10 minutes ago to think about sport. Alexandra Wilshire is not convinced that umbrellas have much of a future in the age of modern modernity in which most modern people now live. Alexandra explains, "We simply don't have time to mess around with brollies anymore. I reckon within 10 years people will have hats that can quadruple up as a hat, umbrella, social distancing moat and barbecue, as demanded by the weather and social situation, all controlled by an app on yours or someone else's phone." And finally, Chian Pancucci, or indeed Chian Panchucci, or perhaps Kian Pancucci or Chuchi, on hearing that the Queen owns all the swans in England, wonders what will happen in the extremely unlikely event that Her Majesty ever passes away. "I don't see Charles as much of a swan guy, to be honest," says Chian. "He seems to prefer trees to large and intermittently aggressive aquatic birds, so I think he might sell them all off. If he personally signed their feathers with a royal pen, I reckon we're looking at a couple of grand a swan, and if my estimate of one swan per 8 people in the country is correct, we're talking £7 billion or thereabouts. I mean, he would have to spend a lot of time autographing swans, but it would be worth it." Here endeth this week's Lies. A goodbye.